My eyes, 5 foot five with them Halle Berry thighs. Just my size with some big brown eyes. Looking at me like I'm them Chili Cheese fries. They go with that tank, it ain't no escape. When my conversation gets to jumping, then it's too late. Got her smiling at me while I'm sides in the rut. Opening the door like you riding a rut. I don't take them nowhere, them sweats been bred. You know them wild fantasies that's all up in their head. I bring that to life. I keep her legs shaking. I keep her toes curling. I keep her back aching.
Let me tell you how it all went down. The story of my life one day turned around. How I met someone I thought was key. Forever with me, my lady to be. Can you feel me? I was a sucker for love. Blinded by love, someone that fit me close like a glove. But the smiles and laughter changed. Shattered like glass for me, it's never been the same. Hey, yeah. Baby, I don't want to try and ask no more. Get your hat and your clothes, baby, boy, you gotta go. No need to put on a show. Do you attempt to turn my pages? Are you out of your mind? Constantly arguing and nagging me, wasting my time. And I want you to know that you get no more. I'm a grown ass man with feelings too. That's why I left my crew on the block to be with you. And I still can't believe that you did me this way. What goes around comes around, so you gon' pay. Cause you did call. Yeah. Why? Tell me, why are you so ungrateful, baby?
Trifling, low down, turn my smile into a frown. Trifling, low down, turn my smile into a frown.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 5926 Central. All right. I had a good time on 219 to talk with none other than JD the Barber. Come on, come on. Fitness Evolutions Trainer Ray from the Dirty Sizzip. And On It, On It. Because let me tell y'all something. When owners make a comment, she own it. All I'm saying, we had a good time. So I hope that you tuned in to that one. Make sure that you share it. Make sure that you go to YouTube, to the My Gospel Soul Network. Like, share, and subscribe. All right? That last song you heard right here on 5926 Central was Billy Cook said, didn't call. And it sounds like he's a little upset. We're going to keep this show going. Oh, because we love to play the hits. Okay. You probably have never heard of some of these people, but guess what? Get acquainted. Get comfortable. We got a whole lot of goodness set up for you tonight on the show. All right, let's get it started with a little bit of his poet, The Breakdown, right here on 5926 Central.
We stand united for one God, yet divided by ourselves. Wondering why people won't come in completely. They see us broken, breaking each other. She did, he did, they did. Church hurt me. And the others standing outside, looking through stained glass windows. They stand aching to come in, yet afraid because of how perfect we look. We ain't perfect. We look good being imperfect. As we slug others on the inside, blazing their imperfection while failing to identify our own. Hey, I'm guilty. I could say thank you, Jesus, over and over again for forgiveness for forfeiting the unfortunate choices of one I call my church family while they outside look on the inside through stained glass windows. Nearly dying from outside hurt while church hurt kills us on the inside. They desire to enter, but they stay looking through stained glass windows to what safety appears to be. Love. Hopefully agape, yet Philo raises its hands, many times screaming, notice me, yes, I love you. It's nice, cute, and necessary, for if I say sister or brother, then I must love you as such. Eros is there too, waiting for marriages or affairs. Yeah, I said it. It's real in the church. Storge love, like mama, daddy, uncle, auntie love, that's there too, but hopefully agape stands at attention, the highest love, his love, in fact. If we truly had this love, there would be no negative impact. Love breeds love. Iron sharpens iron. And we, many times, use neither and end up spiritually killing each other and them, the outsiders, looking for something real, wanting, needing something real. But so many times, it's just the world all packaged up real pretty, just looking like church, but offering the same rejection, and it's called church hurt. Hurting hurt people, preparing them to hurt others. You remember your first time? I'm speaking to my church folk. The first time you church hurt someone or got church hurt. It hurts, don't it? Guilt on one side, betrayal on the other. Now we caught up on us and we can't even go get them standing on the outside. Hurting from the world. So they look through the stained glass windows, aching to grab what appears to be agape, storge, philo, or even eros love, when inside too many churches have none of the above. There's only brokenness of church hurt, covered in smiles, fake hugs, and Judas kisses. And when reality hits us that hurt church folk, out looks better than in. And some inside join them on the outside, looking through the stained glass windows, and they ask their newfound company, hey, what happened in there? And they said, too much hurt inside. At least I know what to expect out here with you. And the outsider said, my God, what type of love is this? And the insider said, painful. And they leave that window and find another one, hoping to hurt no more. Something has got to change. When does the hurt stop? There are people outside waiting to come in, but they are not persuaded by the perfection that appears to be, because they recognize the same hurt that lives in them on many of the church folk faces they see. So finally they keep walking, in search for agape outside of the church. Something has got to change. God's people cannot keep hurting each other. We are losing too many of them, looking through stained glass windows, which are only stained because we slaughter each other spiritually. Dear Father, please teach your children your agape, because that's the love we truly need to give.
Welcome back to the show. That was His Poet. His Poet. Look her up. Check her out. I'm pretty sure she has some new stuff out. I just particularly enjoy that one right there, all right? Got a couple of more of her. Don't know if I'll play them in the show, but I'm telling you, she has some work out there that you need to check out. All right, next artist I'm going to play. Oh, let's see. It's always good, good stuff on here. Let's see. I'm going to play a little bit of, Katy Brown, Victory, right here on 5926.
Victory in Jesus, exalt him among the nations. Has told us God our refuge and strength in times when we are weak. There is victory in Jesus. It's ways we must see. His majesty rise.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to 5926 Central. All right, listen. How has your day been? I know mine has been. Let me say it like this. When I woke up this morning, and my husband leaves early, he says to me, honey, it's raining outside. It's coming down out there. I didn't pay no attention to it. I was half asleep. I was like, okay. Then he gave me that wonderful kiss, right? Then he hit the door. So I get another phone call. Now I'm telling you, I should have known that he was telling the truth, because when it's raining outside, it's like my head is like dragging a ton of bricks out, off the pillow. It's horrible. So I still couldn't get up. Phone rung, and it was Trainer Ray. I was so mad. I was like, what time is it? What time is it? Oh, my God, I almost lost it. So he tells me that it's almost 9 o'clock. I said, what? He said, it's almost 9 o'clock. I said, oh, my God. My husband told me it was raining. I'm telling y'all, it happens every time it rains. It's hard for me to get up. And I don't need y'all trying to tell me what to do about it. I know I need to. Well, my husband already bought me some ginkgo biloba. Let me tell you why he bought me ginkgo biloba. Because, and y'all can tell whoever you want to tell, but he bought it because of my memory. Now, y'all may not want to admit it, but it happens to everybody. I don't care who you are. You can lie and tell people this don't happen to you, but it does. It happens to everybody. Walking, you walk from one room to the next room. Now, I'm going to tell y'all how bad it is. Okay, because y'all know what I'm going to say. I am excited about what I need to go, because I just remember I'm going to go in this other room. I'm going to get this, and I'm coming back with it. Get to the next room, can't remember nothing. Standing there, I literally mentally have to retrace my steps. I have to remember what I was excited about. I got to be at the exact place I was standing for me to remember what I went in that room for. Now, I got a little paranoid. I'm not going to lie to you. I got a little paranoid and thought, I said, oh, my God, it's happening. Dementia. It's happening. And then I had to rebuke him because, you know, hey, I am a Christian lady. I said, the devil is a lie. This ain't what it is. But the crazy thing about it is it happens so much. But somebody told me, said, you know what it is? It's because you do too much stuff. So I had to go through, like, everything I do. I was like, okay, what am I doing? What do I do? And it's a couple of things I shut down in the hopes that I would enhance my memory. Now, mind you, along with the ginkgo biloba, right, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I'm about to remember. No, ma'am. No, sir. Look, it's kind of like when your parents tell you, hey, go in there and bring me something to drink. You go pour the drink, you come out the kitchen, and you hand it to somebody else. Don't act like you've never done it before. It has happened. It has happened. My kids have done it before. When they were kids, oh, yeah. They did it too. Mama, what did you do? Or I say, go in my room. They come back. What did you tell me to do? I'm looking like, oh, my God. Then I had this little thing I did. Let me say it three times. I want you to stop looking. Because, see, I'm going to tell you about my children. For example, my son plays his game. Oh, my God, he's into the game. Me, you know how us parents are. We don't care what you're doing. I said, go take the trash out. Let me tell you how crazy it is. He'll get up to go take the trash out, walk over into the kitchen. I'm serious. Took the headphones off, set the controller down, got up. Walked to the kitchen, forgot what I told him to do. Forgot, you know. Turned around, said, Mama, what you tell me to do? I said, what? Oh, I'm going off. And I realized at that moment I need to repeat this three times. Because see, by the first time, they just absolutely didn't hear you. I'm telling you right now. Second time, now they out of the fog that is the game or whatever, telephone, whatever it is. That third time, they heard you. But it has to be a combination of three. And my husband is so childish, he tried to do that to me one time. He was like, didn't you say it to you three times? I was like, oh, you tripping. But let me tell you something. My husband is hilarious. I believe I have one of the funniest husbands in the world, because he is hilarious. I promise you, he is hilarious. But anyway, enough about him. because I could talk about him all night. I want y'all to really, really, King Shazam, lift it up. She'll be back on the show soon. But until then, let me play a little music for you. And then we're going to, you know, we're going to take this break. And we're going to come right back. How's about that? The song is coming up by very own Queenie. And it's called Worthy.
How would you feel if God was too cool to bless you, too proud to claim you, and too tired to save you? Wouldn't that be painful? Now take into account how you make God feel when you go to church and sit down when you should stand, all because your flesh is heavenly seasoned but your spirit is so bland, too shy to lift up your hands, and the only time you open up your mouth is when the pastor say, let the church say amen. See, something God can't stand is when you're too proud to take a stand and send up a praise when you have sent down his blessings with his hands, waiting, holding, more manifesting, yet you're slowly blocking your blessings with your silent praise. Sitting in church thinking to yourself, God is good. Saying to yourself, I know he can hear me. Surely he can, but he wants to see your praise more vivid, more clearly. For some reason, you can't even scream thank you, Jesus, or even shout hallelujah. How about when you make it to those pearly gates and say, hey, Father God, remember me? And his response is, I never knew you. Ouch. Hurts, doesn't it? All God wants you to do is serve, live life abundantly, and keep his covenant. Forever praise his name, yet you do neither because you're too ashamed, and that's a shame. See, you ain't too proud to beg, but you're too proud to praise. You can ask God for everything, but you can't do something simple as give praise to his name. Even after he woke you up this morning and started you on your way, though you had a heavenly mission at hand, you ran and decided to do evil things with your day, and he still didn't take your life away, and you still have a silent praise. See, you seem to miss the true glory of God because of the haze displayed in your eyes. That's the reason why your praise remains inside so disguised. Blessed and highly unappreciative, the precursor to your spiritual demise. Legs almost sleep because you've been in your seat so long, and now the pastor has arrived. And he says, let the church say amen, and that's when you speak. Then he says, everyone stand to your feet, find your Bibles and grab it. Turn to Psalms 34 verse 1 and say amen when you have it. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Now your silent praise has been put to shame because you've done nothing that these very words speak about. Sitting there all saved and super silent. I bet if Ludacris, Lil Wayne, or Jay-Z was in the pulpit, even God himself would have trouble keeping you quiet. Probably be somewhere front and center, standing on a chair, waving your hands in the air like you just don't care. Now what if God decided to stop handing you down blessings? I bet you would be quick to call upon his name and lift your hands up in despair. Now that's a reality check for you, but no one to stand up and give God his praise. That's all he wants you to do. That's all he wants you to do. It's so easy. Just worship him in spirit and in truth, and show him that you appreciate everything he has done for you, O silent praiser. Now bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in your mouth. Now bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in your mouth. And no, this is not the
so you know it's right. You ain't gotta go, you can spend the night. I don't even like when you leave. I sent the keys, your scent still on my lips. I mean, you bright as the sun, you been the one. Bet you knew that too. Let's peel back the roof, let the wind loose. I love being with you, we in the coupe. Nothing else said, I'm in your head like dreads. You turn hair like red. When you step in the room, the noise go dead. I'm not going nowhere, you got me down like a fed. You all about your bread, you just for me. Your voice is sweet, you move discreet. Your house is neat, the same sense of style as me. And possibly my wife to be. If we can make it true and make the move. Your hustle A1, your nails stay done. Your hair A1, your feet stay done. I know that you the one, I can't even front. I just wanna be with you, you know it.
Nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
on the wall. His love picks me up every time I fall. He loves me.
He loves me.
He loves me.
Jesus loves me. This I know.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Listen, I have enjoyed myself with you all tonight. I just want to say have a blessed, blessed week. Believe God for great things in your life. I know that whatever it is, God is able to turn it around. I have had a wonderful time. Send up your prayer for those that, for your loved ones. Be slow to speak and quick to listen. And arguments won't happen so much in your life. Now, listen, also want to make sure that you tune in tomorrow night. We are Busting Loose in Faith on the lineup with the My Gospel Soul Network. Make sure you share this with someone. Let them know. We're also on Facebook. The actual podcast is on Facebook. So if you want more information, you can go there. You can also go to the MyGospelSoulMagazine.com, the website, and check out everything that we do. From t-shirts, jewelry, to tennis shoes, to we have merch, jackets, all kinds of merch. So go there, have fun. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. All right? Have a great, great night. Oh, and one more thing. Remember that with God, all things are possible. And who cares? God cares.